$5 at for vintage music. San Diego Superchargers blowing into town. We love the classics, don't we, George?
We do. It's almost like a Halloween song.
Yeah, it is. It is. Halloween week.
Would you go out as Philip Rivers?
I would not, because I don't want to get beat up.
That's fair.
He doesn't have a lot of fans.
That's very true, actually.
Yeah. Not very popular. Speaking of not popular, I'm Rob Woodfork alongside George Wallace, Redskins beat reporter, and we are breaking down this Redskins-Chargers game on Sunday.
Look, we just report stuff that happens, right? We're unpopular, but we're not losing games.
No, we're not losing games. You and I, my friend, are 0-0
yes.
on the season.
Right.
Meanwhile, the Redskins 2-5, and they have another must-win game in a season full of them, seemingly, up against a 4-3 Chargers team that comes in with a weapon that the Redskins may or may not be able to guard. Antonio Gates putting up numbers this year, George?
He is. Close to 500 yards on the season, a couple of touchdowns, but he's just an effective guy. I mean, you know, London Fletcher was talking about this week. He can do everything, basically. He's like a wide receiver, and they're going to have their hands full. Him, Perry Riley, all the guys up there, they're going to have their hands full with Antonio Gates. Because Philip Rivers likes to go to him. It's one of his weapons, and Philip Rivers can still put it up. I know. You know, Mike Shanahan was talking about this week, too, a couple years ago. You know, they'd written Philip Rivers off and the Norv Turner situation. But he's kind of bounced back this year. I think he's having a pretty good year. But this is a team that could go either way as well. I mean, I think this is a guy that if you get to him early and you fluster him a little bit, and you force him into some turnovers. And that's desperately what the Redskins need. They need to play like a desperate football team this week because they are. They're 2-5
right.
with the trips to Minnesota and Philadelphia coming up. Very winnable games.
Yep.
But this is the must win, I think, because if you go 2-6 going into that, then you're in a heap of trouble. They're already in trouble. But, you know, when you look at the division, the Giants have 6 losses, the Eagles and the Redskins 5, and the Cowboys 4. I mean, it's all right there still.
Right. You're still
but
in the
But you
got
to win your home games against a team that's coming to the East Coast and a very up and down team that's only 4-3. So a good chance this weekend, I think, for the Redskins.
Yeah, and they obviously haven't had any success against the Chargers. Obviously, they only play once every 4 years, so they haven't beaten them in over a dozen years, the Chargers winning the last 3 matchups. But even though the Redskins in particular don't have a long history with this team, Mike Shanahan certainly does from his days in Denver. And
it wasn't too good.
Yeah, Philip Rivers' 5-1 career against those Mike Shanahan Denver teams. And
that's why Shanahan's coaching here.
That's exactly why he's coaching here. And you can't like his chances because it seems like the same formula's in play as it was in Denver, whereas you could run the ball and you had some things there offensively, but the defense isn't quite where you'd like it to be, which was always the rap on those teams in Denver towards
right.
the end. But obviously, the defense is going to have to come up big. Rivers having a renaissance season of sorts. He's completed almost 74% of his passes, very RG3 2012-esque. But 15 touchdowns up against 5 picks,
that's
a vast improvement over what he was doing a year ago.
The Philip Rivers we'd known to come and love.
Yeah.
A big improvement over that guy.
Exactly. So
And here's the thing, though, too. You know, he can light it up still, but the Redskins, hopefully, you know, get Merriweather back this week. Is he going to be a little gun-shy back there? Who knows?
Right.
Reed Dowdy coming off the concussion. He's back. Bakari Rambo saw action last week.
Judging from Merriweather's comments this week, I don't think he's going to be gun-shy.
That's a very good point. Rambo got back in the action last week, only had 1 missed tackle. Jim Haslett was praising him yesterday on Thursday. So, you know, a chance maybe to get that secondary going again and come up with some turnovers. I mean, D'Angelo Hall, we know he's having a Pro Bowl type year, but the rest of the guys need to step it up a little bit.
I actually heard Deion Sanders talk about D'Angelo Hall. He said
In a positive way?
Yeah. He said he's playing the best corner in the NFL this side of Richard Sherman.
Wow.
He put him alongside Richard Sherman as the two corners having the
best 2013 season. You come back, take less money, and you're playing on a 1-year contract. You know? It's amazing.
Play hungry. All right. Do we think the Redskins win this game?
Are you asking me?
Yeah.
I do think they win.
I really do.
I think they come out. They're desperate this week. I think you're gonna see them run the football.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you're gonna make that mistake again because Kyle Shanahan may not get out of town quick enough if he makes that mistake.
It will
again.
Be pitchforks and torches
yes.
in Ashburn.
And I think that this team realizes, as Darrell Young said the other day, it's amazing, but they do play better with their backs against the wall. Well, your back's against the wall now, 2-5, and coming up against a pretty good stretch here, and they need to kick it off. And start right, start fast, force Rivers into some turnovers, run the football, and maybe put some points up. I do think they win.
Yeah.
Do you want to score?
Yeah, give it to me.
All right, we're going to go with 27-20. I think they win by a touchdown.
On you? The one hand, I'm tempted to just pick against them all year.
Well, I mean, but... that wouldn't be a surprise or a shock to anybody.
I would probably be right more often than not, too. I do think they win. I feel like they're going to make a run. I don't think they'll ultimately make the playoffs or, you know, salvage what has been to date a lost season. I certainly don't think they turn it around like they did last year. But I think there's going to be some success here down the line.
Well, this is the time to do it.
This is, yeah.
You know, I mean, this stretch here before you get to the Niners and the Chiefs and the Giants. I mean, this is a stretch to do it.
Yeah. So, I mean, they have to win these next three. These are winnable games. These are games where if you're not favored, you're right there.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they kick it off right. I think they win this game by three. I'm not quite as confident as you are. I'll say 23-20.
I wouldn't call myself confident. 20 just came into my mind. I mean, you know.
I'll say 23-20 Skins. So here we are again, man. We're both picking the Skins. It does not bode well for them.
Well, we were both right last week, and they lost the not that that was going out on a limb. But
well, no, that wasn't going out on a limb. Yeah, I would have put money on that, and I don't bet.
Because you've got this game, then you got a short week going to Minnesota. Now, Minnesota's awful.
Yeah, they're
a bad football team.
They're terrible.
But it's still on the road in the dome. Anything can happen.
Especially Adrian Peterson on the other sideline, yeah.
And you've seen the Redskins can't tackle.
Yeah.
Then go to Philadelphia. So if you don't win this game... Then you're staring at 2-6 going on the road in a short week in the face, and then who knows what can happen. That's why I think this is so pivotal of which way the season's going to go.
Yeah, I think you're right. Well, we'll see if we're both right.
Thinks
the Redskins
can
pull.
How about that? You heard it, right? He thinks I'm right.
I have confidence in your abilities,
my man. I appreciate that.
So we'll see if the Redskins pull it off against the Chargers. We're going to do things a little bit differently next week with the short week. As we said, the Redskins turning it around for Thursday. So when we talk to you on Tuesday, we will recap this game and also preview the Vikings game.
Right.
It's a 2-for-1 deal. Can't beat that.
Look, if people have been listening all year, that's a heck of a deal to get, you know, the first week of November.
2-for-1. We're doing this for you people.
That's it. It's a special.
Rob Woodfork here with you. Don't forget to check out the NFL recap on WTOP.com every Tuesday. George Wallace, he is the beat reporter for the Redskins. We'll talk to you on Tuesday.